Pepper from Moulin
Rouge. The ice cream made my belly hurt.
Oh, that's no good.
That was too much mint.
It was too much mint. Probably, like, the extract that I ingested directly was...
It was probably a mistake.
Really what did me
in. OD'd on mint.
All right, so welcome to episode 50 of Crippled System. This is Jeremy, or Valiant 418.
Wow, do we have such great and exciting things planned for our monumental 50th episode.
Yeah, right? Is one of them introducing yourselves?
No. Mm, my belly really hurts. I gotta go.
What?
Yeah. No,
I'll be back. Okay. I'm Brian. I play Scorn.
I feel like maybe we need to do a take two on this one.
She's fine. I'm sure whatever's causing her problem will be in and out in just a moment.
Yeah, that's true.
Classy, classy.
Wow.
My name's Nathan, and I play Convergence of Cirrus and Minions.
My name is Andy. I don't play.
You haven't played in a while. I haven't seen you put models on the table in a while.
I played last week.
All of a sudden, I have a fiancé here.
Yeah, I played last week. I played with my Crix.
I was there Wednesday.
Maybe it was the week before.
I was going to say, there's no way it was this last Wednesday because...
I played on this half of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
No,
that would be impossible.
The other half, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the other half of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, whatever.
He played this half, this side of Halloween.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
That is true.
This half of War Machine weekend.
Yeah. And he almost... never mind. he doesn't play much is what it boils down to.
That is true.
He plays more than Katie.
That is fair. Not a lot.
60% of our podcast plays at least once a month.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yeah. We are such a War Machine podcast.
We used to play so much. I still play weekly.
Other than the holidays, I play pretty regularly. But the holidays,
shit.
The holidays.
I'm closer to.
Shit.
I do.
How many fucking weeks that you don't show up because Katie said no to not to.
You played about like, just we. Play slightly more than Katie as well.
Oh, come
on.
I've played one week out of the last four.
And so, you get the honor.
No, I played one out of the last three. I did play 4 weeks ago as well.
Then you always have to leave and have dinner with Katie. Yeah. You have to bring dinner. Then I have to go home because Katie said I have to go home.
I have dinner. I have dinner after Katie gets there. I don't see the problem with that.
Two weeks a month you don't show up. The other 2 weeks a month you show up, play one game, and then leave to go get a $20 grilled cheese sandwich. And then one of those 2 weeks you come back and eat it and then maybe play again and maybe don't. Like, so you're getting like three, maybe four games a month.
I would say three is a pretty high number.
Three.
Pretty, I mean,
the fourth is the maybe. Yeah. Is anything I just said wrong?
No, I have recorded proof that I play more often than that. In November. November was a bad month. But.
Except for the last 5 weeks, I played.
Except for the last like couple months, Good
November,
for you.
I was burned out from War Machine weekend, and then the next weekend was Thanksgiving, and I was literally out of town.
And October.
October, I definitely played like six games. I can show you in my Excel.
This should not be a podcast.
Kitty looks
too
worse.
Early for the bathroom time. It's going to come. But also, this should not be a podcast. This is terrible.
I suggested we do a take two, but they weren't interested.
What? We're yelling at Jeremy. We can do this for the next hour.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, you want to introduce yourself because you're back?
I did not button my pants to come back.
She did not wear her
what?
Pants.
What?
That's a good announcement you should make every day. I am Katie, and I did not wear my pants today. Normally, she doesn't. The second part doesn't make it, though, I guess.
Wow.
All right. So, anyway.
Lesson learned, do not drink any of Katie's experiments.
I'm
feeling fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm scared. Katie said, here's a mysterious cocktail that I made with ingredients, and now she's dying. So.
It'll be fine later. Not right now.
Okay. You're dying and playing Candy Crush.
Yeah,
so you're on task.
Okay. So, this is what I heard. When I was in the other room, we don't play War Machine. You only play once a month. Okay, well, at least half of us play once a month. That's exciting. We're really a War Machine podcast. This is not what people want to listen to. I hope to God it's not what people want to listen
we're
to.
We're no Clockwork Vox. That's the truth. Those guys are the experts.
You know, I need to listen to their podcast. I've recommended their podcast to people. I've yet to listen to it. I should probably listen to it.
Wow, she
How
just
can
blind...
you recommend something?
Because he's a lying liar.
No, because I like those guys, and I'm sure whatever they have, like when they came on our podcast, they were good. So I have faith in them.
Who are these?
You
again?
Can
it's,
say
it's Alex Schaefer and JR.
Oh, Oh, yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can say you like them. You can recommend them as human beings, but can you honestly recommend their podcast?
Why not?
What if it's like ours?
What if it's shit? Yeah,
so same it's thing. Just like ours.
Or even then, just be nice and just say, yes, I've listened to their podcast. It is awesome. Go listen to it. I mean,
no, you're gonna lie anyway.
Yeah, if you're lying, then you might as well just, you know.
Their
podcasts
are like 30 to 40 minutes long. They're very, very.
Well, maybe I'll go listen to it then.
And they had their, I sent them an email which they took 15 minutes to respond to.
Nice.
Yeah. Was that the I did listen to the special Crippled System shout out email.
Yeah.
That was you?
I sent them like six. Okay. I sent them an email from our mailbox. And then I called them out on our Twitter.
And somebody called them out with the wrong name.
I was typing from a hospital. I was distracted. I had the Vox and the clock, and there was things going on.
I'm saying I got Bioshock Infinite on the Steam winter sale, and so when I hear Vox, I just assume that it's a bunch of black rebels that are being shot at.
Yeah, maybe Ox is part of them. I don't know.
Ox is member of the Vox Populi.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know why I came up with that name. They could have come up with a more clever name.
Vox Populi.
I did say that
Robot Vox.
When I first listened to it, one of my questions.
A great movie.
Since I'm the only one here who's listening while Andy's listening to it, I think that JR sounds a lot like Chad on the podcast. So when episode one, I'm like, why is Alex and Chad chatting? Where's JR? Like, oh, wait, that is JR.
My favorite story of JR is I was talking to him about his dog, and he thought I was talking to him about his wife, and he said, well, she's kind of playful and she's got a lot of energy and.
Sometimes she eats people food, so I have to hit her.
Like that. I'm just looking at him.
She sleeps outside. One time she shit on the floor and I rubbed her face in it.
Wow.
The dog.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay.
I'm not quite sure you guys got in the wrong wavelength, but that's pretty funny.
It was funny.
I switched topics on him pretty quickly.
Well, I was there.
He mentioned he had a dog and a wife, and I asked if she likes to play games, meaning board games.
Yeah. And he thought she meant like dog games, like fetch and things. Yeah, I was actually there for that conversation. And, like, the two of them were diverging slowly, and you could tell that they were not talking about the same thing until suddenly Katie was just, like, very confused.
He's like Curious George.
A little bit. Oh, my goodness.
It's a good game.
It's a good game?
Curious George.
It's a what?
Dr. Fonda.
Yeah.
James.
Dr. Fonda.
Dr.
Fonda. Oh, my God. I translated what she was trying to say, and it hurt my soul.
Yeah, I know. I set it up, but you didn't get it.
She talked about when we played Time's Up, and
there was
Curious George
and
Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall.
Dr. Fonda?
That's why I was like, Dr. Fonda. It's Jane Goodall, Jane Fonda. You've never seen them in the same place at the same time.
Right.
They're actually... Jane Fonda is Jane Goodall's stage name. When she's not researching chimpanzees, she acts.
Doctor.
Katie, can you breathe over there? No, she can't.
I'm having a bad night.
Hey, but at least your pants aren't buttoned. That's the sign of a good night.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right, so look, we want to talk about
this
something.
Saturday is the Mayhem, the Merry Mayhem.
Who's
the boss? Charity fundraising Toys for Tots extravaganza.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. That depending on who shows up, I might play in or might not.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, there's room for you, right?
Well, no, there's room for me. What it is I'm if whether I play or not has nothing to do with how many people show up. It has to do with whether said number is divisible by two.
Ah, I see.
Because if 38 people show up, I'm not playing. If 39 people show up, I'm playing, and we have 40.
That makes sense.
All the who's who of the Midwest will be there. If you're from the Midwest and you're not there, you're a loser.
It's true.
So I know people who told me they're not coming.
Oh, so they are. They're fact losers.
Who's that?
I'm not going to mention their names because I'm not going to shame. We'll shame them after the fact.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I know Menoth John's not making it, but he has an excuse.
Lame.
No, they were family with me.
Yeah. Well, family matters. So just to let everyone know, if you want to go to the event right now, to register beforehand, pre-registering is only $20. It's $25 at the door, just to let you know. We have a lot of surprise support. We have some... the Convergence Army that's going to be in the raffle.
It's not mine, is it?
Yes.
You just stole it out of my house.
That's a surprise.
Right, nice. That is an impressive-looking prize. I could suddenly be able to play Convergence.
Well, you could own it. You wouldn't be able to play
well,
it.
Well, we started giving out armies because the Warhammer crowd gives out armies, and we didn't want to be up. You know,
one up, yeah.
So we
yeah.
give away armies.
No, that makes sense. We have that, plus we have a bunch of prize support from Privateer. Yep. We have another poster of Imran that's
ooh,
signed
like
by
the... one Brian got?
Yeah.
That was a sweet poster.
That's signed by the entire staff, plus a bunch of other posters, some dice. So,
very cool.
Yeah, it should be a really, really good time. One of the new events, new features that we have for the event, besides... You know, like emergency respin and double cross. We have a new one, which is the time shift. I don't know. Have we talked about this at all?
I don't think you've talked about it on the podcast.
No. The time shift is basically where if you spin a caster that has a previous version of Mark I, you could pay $10 to transform that caster to the Mark I caster. So you could play as the Mark I version of them.
Yeah.
That was taken, I think, directly from Musa Mini's little podcast episode they did about Who's the Boss. John kind of came up with the idea.
Speaking of Musa Mini's, a term that I think it was... Damn it, now I can't remember who it was. But somebody in the one of the podcasts in the cluster, Fuckapalooza, coined it. And I want it to spread, which was to refer to those people as being museless.
Yeah, definitely. It's museless. Yeah.
Useless. That's my new favorite word.
I think that might have been Nigel.
Nick?
No.
It was somebody.
Nope. It was Chunk.
It was Chunk?
Chunk.
Okay.
He's the one who said it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Useless.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was museless. They were useful in the cool idea, though, that they gave about the time shift.
Useful hurts a lot more to say than useless. Because it sounds just as dumb, but it's being nice.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I would recommend, if you are listening to this and wanting to use Who's the Boss and using the time shift, I would not recommend using time shift outside of a charity event.
Yeah.
Mark I casters, they're pretty good. I mean, you have awesome things like Iron Curtain from Karchev comes back. You have Mark I version of Doom Shaper 2.
You know what you don't want to pay $10 for is the Mark I version of Doom Shaper 1. Almost all his spells are the same. He gains back one neat spell, and then his feat becomes half as good.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know.
Mark I version of Denegra fucks with your command, which is way funky. So does Denegra 2. Wow. Both the Denegras mess with your command.
And they have full unit takeover spells as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you look at the Mark I card before you make your decision, or do you have to just kind of like blind into it?
I would recommend people doing research before coming down. If they have a caster that they think would be really awesome, Mark I. Because otherwise, we're going to be sitting there forever.
Tell you what, $5 table. You get to look. And then another $5 you can take it.
That's fair.
I mean, we could probably... I mean, as you're taking your caster to the table, I mean, I guess you might be able to take a look at that. But it's going to cause up so much time.
I'm not sure if that was a candy cane or my tooth that just shattered.
Yeah, that didn't sound good.
Even odds.
But yeah, we're starting early on Saturday, so get here so you can get your extra boss point as well.
Yep. And there's the prize raffle, too, so there's raffle tickets. And
there's lots of raffles for lots of prizes.
And it's Toys for Tots again, so you can bring toys for tots.
For raffle tickets, yeah.
For raffle tickets. You don't have to buy them with money. You can buy them with toys, as is.
Yep. Unwrapped toy, obviously.
Yeah.
Dinner, food's provided, right?
Yeah, so. food is provided. They'll be provided after the second round of Who's the Boss. So yeah. bring room for brats.
Yep.
And burgers.
It's
and
always delicious.
I think he actually makes some vegan stuff, too, if you guys are out there that like that.
He just finds a big clump of grass and throws it at someone.
It's a trick. It's like somebody's like, do you have anything vegan? And then we're like, yeah, it's right over here. And then you just net them and kill them.
Got to make sure they don't have vegan powers, though.
Yeah, no. Oh, vegan. God.
I mean, of
give them a latte.
That's my favorite part of that movie.
That's a good movie.
I enjoy that movie a lot, actually.
What movie?
Scott Pilgrim
versus the World. Funniest thing about the graphic novel is people who don't catch on that Scott Pilgrim is a useless sack of crap, and you're supposed to be like, man, that guy's a useless sack of crap.
Yeah.
Like, some people read that and they're like, wow, Scott's awesome. No, he's a useless sack of crap.
Yeah, he's
don't probably, be like Scott.
Yeah, there's probably a good reason why Michael Cera was cast as Scott Pilgrim.
he sometimes is
really fucking annoying.
Well, not even just like that, but like he's a shithead to Knives.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a shithead. I mean, he really is. He's not some really nice guy who's having a tough time. I mean, he's got a lot of shithead in him.
And he's also having a rough time.
Yeah, but a lot of it's his fault.
That's yeah, true. Completely his fault, yes.
And it's a little like, as with any movie, you lose stuff from the book, but some people miss out on that, and they just think he's the lovable loser, you know. No, he's a shithead, too.
Yeah.
I got a message from someone. We had said that they should message me on the forums, and someone did. I don't think English is their primary language, so I'm going to read this, and I'll let you guys translate rather than
trying to translate myself. Lug's Boots?
No, it's Fire Frenzy. Boots.
I don't think English is often our.
Is it Bootsy Collins?
No.
Because I love Bootsy Collins.
His actual name is, he signed it. It's Jap Brasser, if you guys know him.
Yeah, he texted, he messaged us before.
Okay. So, like,
you have to say Japanese. Said,
like I said, you guys made a
Jap is a racial slur. You have to say Japanese.
And this is the exact tangent we went on last time we talked about it.
Like I said, you guys made of me because you couldn't believe Dutch names were a thing. And then I responded with this. Try getting
Nathan. No, he just dropped fun. He's just missing a word there. You made fun of me.
Oh, okay. Because you couldn't believe Dutch names were a thing. And then I responded with this. Try getting Nathan to go postal off that, genuine Swedish Mars bars. And then there's a Google search page, which has that. And it's,
ooh, those look delicious.
They're chocolate candy bars named Jap.
Yeah, but with two P's. So it's like Inspector Jap from the Clouseau. Yes. Stories.
Yes, there are, it's 1A, 2Ps, as opposed to how he spells his name.
Jap.
He's Norwegian?
I don't know.
Dutch.
He's Dutch.
Dutch, right.
Yeah, they're from Denmark.
So anyway, so he wanted you to go post. I'm not sure why you would go postal off of chocolate.
Oh, no, they're from Dutchland.
Dutchland.
Because I'm wondering if it's actually pronounced
Dutchland.
Like,
Dutchland, Uber, all this.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know
about.
Dutchland?
No.
Okay, it's next to Austria.
Like the J is like a Y. It's like yap.
Jeez. It's like yap?
Yap.
Are you just trying to get Jeremy in trouble some more? I mean, you know, he's
heard of Dutchland.
I have not.
There's a silent E in it.
It's
like Wonderland.
The poor guy, you know, he's got his special things in geography.
No, it's not Dutchland. It was actually Deutschland, which is a German name for Germany.
Oh.
That one I knew.
Right, but I was, never mind.
Anyway. It was a bad joke.
He's too dumb to even troll.
I'm just intentionally ignoring you at this point.
That's a good point.
So anyway, I passed along the message. Message passed.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the message was. Was it that there's a candy bar?
In Dutchland,
not terrible.
In Dutchland, they have a candy bar named after this listener, and it is
not
Jap,
Rachel.
Like the inspector from the Clouseau books, not Jap, like the Japanese people. Half of that was true.
Half of that
dirty
was
bastards.
True.
Who? Our listeners, the Dutch or the Japanese?
I was thinking about the Dutch.
Little column A, little column B. All right. So anyway, that was the one letter that I had that I wanted to read.
Did we actually mention what episode number this is?
Yeah. I said 50 when I introduced us.
You did?
But then Katie ran out of the room to take her pants down.
Yeah, that did distract everyone.
Like, my palms are sweating.
What did you put in that drink, LSD?
I don't know.
Like, I'm fine, and you are, like, dying or something. I'm not really sure.
Like, do you have a mint allergy?
Wow. No.
Not that she knew of before tonight. Anyway,
I had a War Machine-ish topic.
All right, let's
do
it.
Bye, Katie. Good timing for her to leave because we're going to talk about War Machine.
Yeah, she'd just be bored anyway.
Yeah, the great thing is that my fan in my bathroom doesn't work though.
Oh, so that's unfortunate for you.
I think we've all been fairly in agreement that people who bring double colossal lists are dickbags.
No.
I said that
he it's a gimmick skew list, and 99% of the time it's wrong.
I agree with the gimmick skew list part.
I've said that I don't think they should be FA2.
I agree with that 100%. But since they are, I don't think that they're terrible. I just think they're gimmick skew lists.
But we don't think that it should be allowed.
I would prefer it was not.
So I'm like, man, I hate people who bring double colossal lists. So I'm going to make a list that's going to punish people that bring a double colossal list. And I made a list that fucking annihilates anybody who brings a double colossal list. And the list happens to have two colossals in it.
Yeah.
Because
that's the problem with colossals is in some factions, the way to deal with a colossal is a colossal.
Yeah, no, that's I don't ever attack them with a colossal.
So tell us about your list.
It's carrier group. And you put backlash on a colossal and then shoot it with 18 eliminator servitors and their caster dies.
So that punishes people with one colossal or a heavy as well.
If you have one colossal, you could keep it back.
I suppose. You can't afford to keep 40 points back.
Right.
That is true.
It is hilarious, too, if people have, like a big thing people have been talking about is bringing, like, Gaston, because he brings an Earthbreaker, or a Galleon.
Galleon,
right. Yeah, I can splash a Galleon in another faction. It's like, good for you. I'll shoot it 5 times. Now he's dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is something. I think that Backlash is going to be hilariously better against like anybody that decides to bring any of the little casters.
There's not many casters actually with Backlash. I know of a Kirk's caster. I know Convergence.
Rhett
has one too.
Calissa.
But oh no,
the other
plays
two
Calissa.
Factions don't get to have 18 auto point models on turn one.
That is true.
True.
Actually, true, 22 but, attacks because the Colossals each have two attacks as well.
But the thing is,
literally any Karskaster except for Karchev automatically dies to that, unless I roll snakes on an attack.
Well, what I was talking about was Junior Warcaster specifically. Rhett can definitely get five attacks in.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the stupid reason to have him on a small wound model.
Like, if they become super popular, I'm just going to start playing Calissa more.
Well, and the other thing is, like, this feels like it's a skewless, it only works against Colossal. Not really, because if they don't bring a Colossal, I still have two Prime Axioms to drag in heavies and punch them to death.
Right.
Like,
you just kill all of the heavies.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Like it seems really good.
It does seem strong.
I'm upset because I just now got my second Earthbreaker, and now I'm going to get my third, and you're going to make me pay.
Your three Earthbreaker list would get wrecked.
I'm just going to bring this to tourneys now. Like, I don't see a reason not to. It's so good.
Yeah.
And if they don't bring heavies to punch death or colossals to backlash, feet turn with fire group, you kill like all the infantry ever.
Yep.
Because the colossals have eight attacks each, and then you got all the elimination guys.
You have the shrapnel spell. You have a ton of other things. Also, the thing that I've seen in that list, Keith played it against me. I had infantry, so he didn't kill my infantry. But that list, unlike most two colossal lists, doesn't. The two colossal list typically will fail because it can't contest zones. It's not enough models. But that particular list has so many models that it can shove into corners of zones, and if you get into a long fought out game, that they can keep the scenario. I don't think it's going to win by a scenario, but it's going to keep them in the game. They're not going to lose the scenario.
Because they keep spitting out servitors.
Yeah, you're spitting out six servitors a turn?
Well, no, only the first turn you get six. Every other turn it's two.
Okay, well,
but
still
you spit
four.
Out the ones, they
well,
go
the
and
Iron
they dig
Mother,
in, and they're armored, you know, they're defense 16, and yeah.
Because she's spitting out some, too.
She's spitting out, too.
Could you also eventually bring in the battle engine, is that allowed in that list?
I don't think it is. I could double check. I don't think it is, but even if it is, I don't think you
would. And the battle engine brings different guys. He doesn't bring the normal guys. He brings his own special kind.
He's almost more like a unit because they stick with him.
With the two classes, you want the rest of the points for like the corollary and the three-man unit people.
Yeah. My list had the two Prime Axioms, a corollary, four units of the Eliminator Servitors, two units of the mechanic guys, the Optifex Directive, and I think that's about it.
I know Travis has been playing the list as well. I think he played the list, and I know he loves it. I think he told me he really likes it. Either he really likes the list he made, or he played it and really liked
it. Yeah, like
the
I told him about played. It. He's like, you mind if I try that out against Manothjon tonight? I'm like, knock yourself out, and apparently it went well.
Yeah.
What, Travis play a different list other than his own?
Well, the Travis's list, your list, and Keith's list all have, they're all slightly variant different. They're all.
Which is nice. I mean, they all have two Prime Axioms.
I mean, when you have two Prime Axioms, you're very. Because
I'm all in on the Elimination Servitors here.
But the thing is, before the game starts, you can choose, you know, if for some reason there are going to be a bad choice, you can choose to have six other.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're forced into all those. You can go, you need some flare ones or.
I have Corollary, two Prime Axioms, two units of the mechanics, four units, so a dozen of the auto point guys, the eliminations, and then that leaves a point left over, so I had one batch of the repair bots.
So thinking about, coming from this from somebody who doesn't play the Convergence, so the Prime Axioms spit them out kind of like how the bucket spits out lessers. You can basically choose. It doesn't have to be something that's mentioned previously in the list.
Right, you can put out anything you want, any servitor, you place it within 2 inches and it activates normally just like the bucket.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the thing is against Colossals or someone with enough heavies that I can shoot, I'll just spit out another half dozen of the auto points due to the backlash douchebaggery.
Yep.
If they have lots of infantry, you just put the counter chargers, you can put the defense debuff guys, you got choices.
You could put some of the cloud guys up, for stealthers.
Yeah, and if you see like infantry not jacks, you bring out the servitors that blow up, and then the sheer number of infantry removal you have in the list is amazing.
Yeah. So in other words, just get ready to start seeing tons of double Prime Axiom lists from anyone who's playing Convergence.
Well, once Iron Mother Lucius, which is I think later this month.
What is funny though, there's a really hard counter to this list, is this list. Because this list is really bad at killing people who bring two Colossals. Because she's not immune to backlash.
Right.
So it's an interesting mirror match.
So the mirror match is, oh dear God, what have I done?
Maybe, yeah. If one of the players feats and you just fire group,
cortex?
Yeah, no, to kill the other guy's servitors. Oh. Like, you have both your prime axioms shoot 8 times, and so if you can kill all of their elimination servitors, then you won't die to backlash yourself.
That's true.
That's the one defense.
So, yeah.
No, I was just reacting to the air.
To things outside.
To Katie.
Yeah, hold on.
Poor Katie.
We're a room away. We have to close the door because Katie's out of the bathroom.
Right.
I was going to be subtle about it as a classiness.
That's not really our style.
No.
So you wanted to talk about something?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys had anything else on topic with that to discuss.
No.
Eventually the panel will kick in.
Now that we've lost 2/5 of our podcast.
8/10.
What?
Sure, percentages. It was exciting.
Feel better, babe?
A little bit, yeah.
She looks exhausted.
I know, right? She looks like she passed a kidney stone.
I don't think you should bring this drink to your Christmas party.
I will not. It's not going to be a winner.
That's weird to me. I mean, it's not related to your list, but I will say that I played against a different list that you dropped this week, and I realized how long it's been since I played Legion. Switching back from Rhett into Legion was very difficult. I remembered none of my stats. I remembered none of my abilities. I remembered nothing my lists could do. And on top of it, I barely remembered how the Fury mechanic worked. Like, playing against the Fury mechanic, I understand just fine. Playing with the Fury mechanic, it's been so long. It's probably been almost 6 months since I played with my Legion, and I was just not playing.
Luckily, clean. You don't have things like Shepherds or...
Yeah, I mean, that obviously Legion can fix that problem for me, but it had been a long time. I was feeling very, very rusty with my Legion. And I mean, I played a nice friendly list too, so it wasn't, you know, didn't help me out at all. I played EVL's Tier Force, which is really not that strong.
Pretty shitty.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So, but yeah, no. I mean, I had fun, but it was weird getting back into Legion.
Man, I was sure good at rolling dice against you that game.
You were not.
I was not.
I hear that it's really good to roll high when you need threes to hit, and then roll really low for damage.
Yeah, it was really, it felt really good. It's like, I need a 3 to hit, boost, roll an 18. Now it's dice minus 5 with 4 dice because I got the crit, 1-1-1-2. It's like, I wanted those dice to reverse, yeah. And then I would have won the game.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That didn't happen, though.
It did not.
That's one of those games that happens sometimes where you're like, if I could have every die I ever roll just show a 3, like, yeah. I'll even take a 6 on 2 dice instead of 7. Just literally every die rolls a 3, I'm going to table my opponent.
Yep.
And it just didn't happen.
Nope.
Sad.
You probably rolled average, you just rolled it in the worst humanly possible way.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I rolled bonkers on the 2 hits where it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's, you know, the flip side where, like, you shoot a 1 wound infantry and you roll a 1,000,000 damage, and then you shoot a jack and you roll 1s.
Yeah.
It's like, aww.
Yeah, sad face.
Take back.
But yeah, so but it was fun. It was fun getting my Legion back on the table. I'm looking forward to. I'm going to play Reddit, who's the boss, because I just think Reddit's a bonkers faction. Who's the boss? But I am enjoying getting back into my Legion.
I'm going to bring Convergence because that's hilarious.
That is hilarious, actually.
Yep.
Just so much relies on the caster.
Yeah. Well, you get like any Kador caster ever and just go bonkers.
My favorite though is when somebody went bankrupt with Convergence.
No.
So they had like all these little battle groups. It was awesome.
Like, I've argued in the past that Bankrupt's actually really good if you use it right, especially in War Machine, because Brawn is like this awesome super solo one. He can cap focus and upkeep his spell, but not so much in Convergence.
No. You have like all these little mini battle groups that you can't bounce focus around.
Yep.
It's awesome.
No, not really.
I don't think awesome means what you think it means.
No, it means exactly what I mean it to mean.
Anyway, that was the one thing I had about for War Machine this week.
Katie, you had a Katie's Corner. Are you still up for it, or do you need to pass out and die?
Yeah, I do. So I actually have played more War Machine in the past 2 months than I have in the previous 6 months.
You probably played more War Machine the last 2 months than Jeremy has.
That's not true.
That's not true, because most of it was at War Machine Weekend. He played more at War Machine Weekend, because I played 3 games there.
It was hyperbole.
Mm.
You played 4 games at War Machine Weekend. You played Marshall.
Oh, yeah. I played 4 games.
She rocked it, man. She was just all go, no quit that weekend.
That probably doubled your game count for the year.
It did. but one thing I noticed is that in 20, 2013 as opposed to 2012 is you have to play a lot more aggressively because of score one.
Newsflash for anyone who hasn't played in all of 2013.
But for those latecomers, breaking news.
This is December. Katie has cracked the code.
That's why I said it was a half-ish.
Luckily, 2014 is going to be pretty similar, yes. So you're going to be okay next
yeah.
year.
Yeah. Well, because in 2012, you could like kind of play it back, and for whatever reason, it was harder to score control points. Not the case now.
So, is our next topic going to be spoilers for Wrath? Is that where we are?
Gargantuas are coming soon. Look out.
You know what? I've had a tough night. Much tougher than I anticipated.
No, go on.
No, that's it. I'm done.
No, don't be done.
No, don't be done.
I really don't have anything else to say.
That was your entire corner.
The 2013 is different than 2012.
I heard that. I heard that Harkovich looks pretty cool.
I'm just saying. You should play a little
further
up the table.
You're going to be amazed in a year when you get some new. When she gets her new Circle Beast set.
Yeah, you see the greens of that giant Woldrath that they had at Lock and Load? It's going to be awesome.
Hey, but for realsies, the goat's coming out, and they said spring, so that's exciting.
That'll be unfortunate for everyone else.
Yeah, the Ripporn, the baby Bronze back.
No, he's not that good. He's just
the new
amazing.
Plastics. They actually look really good, too, the new plastics.
Yeah. The belt extender for the Shadowhorn is brilliant from a modeling standpoint.
What?
To make him, you know, because he's taller and skinnier, yeah. So it's the same parts, but then they just made, like, a second torso chunk that you put under the first torso chunk to make him taller and skinnier.
Interesting.
Yeah, it, like, actually looks
really
cool.
I'll have to look at
Yeah, look at it. He's got, like, where he's got his, like, championship belt.
Yeah.
It's just another, like, inch-tall piece that you put between the pelvis and the torso that the other ones use to make him taller.
Mm. Okay.
Interesting.
It's just a cool way to get that same thing across instead of having them all have the same physique.
Yeah, I think if they all looked like the Gnarlhorn, they'd be awesome. I love the Gnarlhorn Satyr. It's easily my favorite circle model.
That is a cool model. Man, I am a little bit terrified about facing those Ripporns, though. They are going to be ridiculously good.
Meh. I'm excited because that might be fewer like stalkers and everything.
I suppose. Stalkers are, yeah.
No, it's not going to replace the stalkers.
Then it's not going to be played at all?
Or Getorexes.
I mean, because usually like I run three beasts, so it's replacing maybe one stalker, but it's not going to replace the stalkers.
Well, that's still fewer stalkers.
That is true.
I mean, it's got to replace something.
For all the people who play Ferals, it's going to replace the Feral.
Hell yeah.
I don't know who plays Ferals. Terrible people.
Will Pagani says the Ferals are better than a Stalker or something like that.
Pagani's
what was that?
Just
like,
wrong
yeah.
at
no,
this
that's literally his point. He says that.
Yeah, because it's like plus one mat or something.
Yeah, it's the plus one mat is what he's pretty much hanging his hat on.
Okay.
What does he know?
I forgot to mention that Crump is actually showing up for Who's the Boss.
So the new announcement is don't come to Who's the Boss.
No.
100% more Crump.
No. Because if you want to hear him complain, you could basically give him the same treatment as what everybody gives John Damaris and double-cross him all day.
is he the only one from the music group coming out?
No. Chad will be there.
Keith will be there.
John's
trying.
Love it.
I beg John people. To show.
They're fun. I enjoy having them here.
Yeah. There'll be a lot. And there are some others we'll be coming too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That'd be a good crew.
It will be a good
crew. Somebody on the Muse thread said that we should not be mean to John next year, and everybody's like, no. That's
he
not something
it.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, the Be Nice to John Damaris 2014.
I was wondering if that...
When I saw Danny said he's done nothing to deserve that. Or to earn that. He's done nothing to earn that.
If I was an admin on the forum, I'd check to see if it came from the same IP.
John made a new account.
Don't be mean to John anymore.
It's basically the internet equivalent of Pee Wee Herman. Like, I say we let him go.
I was thinking Blazing Saddles, but you know, whatever.
Pee Wee Herman wasn't in Blazing Saddles.
He was not.
That one scene he was.
The one scene, but I won't say it on air because it's somewhat racist, and we don't do that here on this podcast.
You choking yourself.
You mean when the main character's holding himself hostage so that the townspeople won't?
Yes, that would be.
See how you can describe that without being racist?
You can. But that's not, I was going to use the line because it's funny.
I've never seen that movie.
Never seen Blazing Saddles?
No.
70% of it's really good.
Yes, I would agree.
Hey, have you seen the Speed Racer movie, Jeremy?
I have not, but I still have a few days until Christmas, so I plan to watch it before then.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Too bad I'm not getting you a Christmas gift this year.
That's okay. My goal, my personal goal, is to watch it before I've had it for a year.
I have lots of gifts I'm getting Nathan, according to Brian.
I keep finding these games. I am stopped to buy. I'm not buying new games for a while, so I have to recommend Katie to buy games for Nathan so I can play these games.
I like this situation where Katie buys me games so that Brian can play them.
Right.
It works for me and my wallet.
I don't know why your plan wasn't just, hey, Katie, buy me a gift.
Yeah.
I don't know why you said buy it for Nathan.
That's rude. Say, hey, buy me something. That's a rude thing. I'm like, buy it for you for Christmas.
I'm going to buy you like two or three board games. I'm going to get you like a plate of cookies for Christmas.
Mint chocolate chip cookies? Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip cookies. Mint chocolate.
It's whatever special ingredient you put into this thing.
This is my favorite Brian face of all time. Is one of the Christmases around our apartment. We had a big bowl of mint M&M's.
Nice.
Background, Brian does not like mint.
Yes.
Yep.
And chocolate.
Yeah, and chocolate specifically. But Brian took like a giant handful of this mint M&M's and then just, I think he just spit them all out everywhere.
I feel like proper ran to the bathroom.
Yeah. It was,
That's fantastic.
The proper response is to smile and go, these are delicious and minty.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Mint M&M's are the best.
Proper response was to just gag myself.
Although you people are also weird and you don't like chocolate and coconut.
Ew.
That is true. That is gross.
Coconut is like cud.
Coconut. Yeah. See, I don't mind mint in some things, but I can't stand coconut in anything.
In anything, yeah.
I will just eat coconut. I will go to the grocery store and just get a coconut and a hammer and it's delicious.
So that if we show up on Christmas Eve with a coconut and Team Fortress America.
I feel like we just need the Team Fortress America. We don't need the coconut.
Now it's Team Fortress America?
Yeah.
If you bring a coconut, I'll supply the Fortress America. We'll have a party. It's party time.
Disturbing.
I was thinking that would be the worst time to show up at Nathan's, at 2 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. I think that would be...
That's a Wednesday.
Wednesday morning.
That's hooker killing time. So, like 2:30, I should be done by then.
So you'll be awake, though.
Yeah, I'll be awake.
See, that seems
I'm just
like
saying,
a good time,
like,
then.
If you show up... The problem is, it's like showing up to somebody's house when they're moving, is they're going to make you help carry a couch. If you show up at like 2, you're helping roll the carpets.
Well, that's the nice thing quicker about your neighborhood. Your neighborhood has that nice disposal for all the bodies right outside the apartment, so it's just, you just put it in there.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
We've just got 3... dumpsters, and it's like recycling trash and dead hookers just like in the parking lot.
You just put them into the
and no one uses
dumpster.
The recycling ones, a funny thing.
No, they don't.
The people who come around and clean up the trash at my work don't care about the recycling. They just throw it all in the same bin.
Same place, our place too.
That's the hilarious thing. Is like, if you try and recycle, it's just like, oh, it doesn't matter anyway. And then, of course, there's the whole tangent that recycling paper is the worst thing you can do for the planet. But
yes,
let's not get too political.
Let's not get into that. All right.
It's fucking awful, though.
It is.
Seriously.
I know.
Seriously, don't recycle paper.
What's your next one topic?
Ogre. Did you just seriously show me a text from one of your friends that they just bought Ogre because you took a picture of us playing it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So Brian and I have new furniture. We each have a new coffee table in the shape of an ogre box.
Oh, you bought it too, Brian?
Fucking insane.
I haven't opened mine yet. I've been buying the... Well, so like you said, it's like a 26-pound box, a 24-pound box.
28.
28-pound box. And then certain companies, they paid like $9,000. They got to get special customized sprues, which they could sell. Like, because ACD was a company, when we bought ours through Pegasus, because it was supplied through ACD, we got 2 sprues especially for that for free.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But Board Game Geek bought in, so now I bought some sprues from them for like $10 that'll get mailed to me, and then some other places. So there's like 7 or 8 places that you can buy these additional sprues.
And they have unique models and stuff. Like the Board Game Geek one has the Ogre Ninja, which isn't available otherwise. The Ogre... blanking on the name of it, but one of them though is only available to the people who kickstarted.
Interesting. And of course now I'm
Vulcan. That's the name.
I'm watching the auctions for the Kickstarter bits, and it's pretty ridiculous how high they're going.
So by other sprue, you mean it's just another big cardboard template that's chopped out, or is it
actual
plastic
actually punch
sprue?
Up. There, okay. It's cardboard, but it's the same assembled one, and not even just assembled ones, but just like the counters and chits. Like the ACD one was all models that were in there. It was like a couple extra fencers and some extra infantry and some buildings that were normal buildings that were in the base game, but they were all ultramarine themed. Like, it was the blue and the yellow color scheme and everything. So it was just kind of neat. And there's another one. One of the unique buyable SKUs is Vatican-themed. It's whatever. So it's kind of cool to be able to buy these.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, the game comes, even though there's these extra sheets for Kickstarter, the game comes with just dozens upon dozens of sheets of Kickstarter. I mean, you could, it's kind of like the season two of Zombicide, where when you get to Kickstarter, you get like 30-some heroes. So if you miss out on one or two, does it really matter because you have so much?
Kind
of
matters.
I could take 90% of the tokens that I have, burn them, and I would still be able to play infinite variations of Ogre for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, it's
this game comes with way too much stuff.
Yeah. It's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, like the maps, if you played with all the maps, it would be like the floor of this room. It's retarded.
Yeah, the company definitely went all out on their product. It was that's, in my opinion, like a Kickstarter right, because you get some, I mean, the Kickstarter exclusive exists, but it's only a small percentage of what the game is.
Right.
Yeah, I do wish that the Vulcan was available otherwise, because that means that there's a playable model that I just don't have, but oh well. I can always just get the rules online and just proxy it with one of the other 500 ogres that came
which
in the box.
Which they already have, which people already have the rules online for.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, that's one of the... I mean, the game comes with, you have like 10 or 12 or more ogres in the box.
Oh, more than that, yeah. There's at least 30 ogres.
Yeah.
And you'll never play with more than two.
The best part about this is people who don't know what ogre is, just thinking of like an ogre, like a large humanoid thing.
They are not a humanoid thing.
It would be neat if it was replaced with that, though.
Yes.
Just marauding giants.
One of the purchasable exclusive SKUs has like a kaiju. It has like a Godzilla monster
nice.
In it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what it seems like to me, really. It seems like it's, you know, like a giant beast. And then you have your army trying to stop
it. It's a cybernetic artificial intelligence giant tank. I mean, like the thing, you know, like hundreds of feet long. Like, I think it says, like, they're hundreds of meters tall and long. They're just giant. And they shoot nuclear warheads.
Seems cool.
Good times. Yeah. They could take Godzilla in a fight.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, Ogre, it's out now. It's in stores. Buy it.
It was fun to play because it's nice to get back to, like, a hex-based grid game, too. It's kind of, I mean, as much as, like, you know, the measure in inches. It's just nice to go, okay, this moves three hexes and it shoots two.
Yeah.
So there's no arguing over blah. It's just that. Yeah. And it's...
I miss the days when we used to play MechWarrior or BattleTech.
Yeah. I have a lot of those hex games that I have that I would love to play again. Like, Brian and I, one time, I tried to get him to play Bull Run, which is one of my favorites, and it went a little disastrously. But it's... That style of game I love, and I used to play it all the time.
Hilariously, because...
It went hilariously bad because the game has like set places where you have to set up things with some variation. It's like, you know, Longstreet needs to be on this hex or within three hexes of it because it's somewhat historically accurate. Sure. So we start playing, and Brian's guys are like, he's got people that are supposed to, they're from like China. Like, he just has like Chinese infantry.
You put them all
from a
face down.
Game,
it's like hidden information, so he doesn't know where they are. So when I have to reveal them, I'm flipping them to reveal them. Like, well, why is this guy here? It's why is this guy here? It was just, and I forgot you had.
And
made
he had
some...
been so super methodical setting up too. Like, yeah. He had been so precise, so neither of us had any clue how shit was in the wrong territory because a ghost had to have done it because he was uber careful.
And we had some other problem too. I can't remember. We had multiple problems.
Well, the other problem was that you didn't understand how the chain of command thing worked, so you had made it so that none of your guys could ever attack or move.
Yeah, it was weird.
And that was bad.
It was a very weird zone of control thing.
Yeah. Okay. Like, literally, the entire mechanic of the game is that you have leaders, and the leaders have like distance that they can command units,
right.
And without these commands, the units do nothing. And Brian's leaders were like having a tea party in a different state.
Well, it was kind of like Battle of Westeros, but there was some mechanical difference, and I was playing it more like Battle of Westeros, but there was some difference. I got the two confused.
That mattered.
Yeah, yeah.
It was too long ago to remember the exact, but yeah, it was a...
It's like when you caught on to the Conan and Barbarian rule at the last turn.
What?
Yeah. I thought you guys were just playing that game differently. You guys just had more luck than I did.
We were just that lucky.
We were playing a different game than you.
I was. We were. Yeah.
The nice thing with Ogre is because you could, from the main box, easily have five games going simultaneously. So even though it's a $100 game, like, if you have a group that's interested in it, you could have 10 people playing that game with one copy of it with zero difficulty.
You could have a tournament.
You could easily run a tournament of Ogre. Because there's nine maps. The scenarios each use two of the maps together, but you could run nine games at the same time if you wanted to. Yeah. There's plenty of models. You would just be on half size, and those maps are fucking huge. Like you could a single map is you could do.
The fact it's $100 for all that. Like some games you get, you're like, why am I paying $80 for these four pieces? Where Ogre, you're like, yeah, I got my values worth. You're never gonna say you didn't get your money worth in that Ogre box.
Whether you break it down per pound, per token, per any of that stuff, it is worth that much money.
I liked your per pound measurement on a Facebook that you posted.
28 pounds doesn't seem that heavy until you lift a copy of Ogre.
So you're trying to shove it into your car. You're like, get it in the damn car.
Yeah.
I had the same problem trying to get it in my car.
Well, it's approximately like 4 gallons of milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy.
It shouldn't have the symbol on the side of it showing that you need two people to lift it.
It does.
It does actually have.
No joke. The back of the box, you have like number of players, recommended age, recommended playing time, and then it has the OSHA Team Lift logo right there on the box.
That's pretty awesome.
No joke.
That's fantastic.
Well, I'm not joking. Steve Jackson might not have been required to put it on there, but it's on the box, the Team Lift logo.
There's probably a certain weight where you're supposed to put stuff on.
When you do job interviews and stuff, it's usually like, it's lower than that. I think when you do job interviews, they usually ask about 30. Is where like, do you have any reason you couldn't regularly lift like 30 pounds? Because that's kind of the normal. If you can't lift that much, you've got issues.
Yeah.
Well, but this for one person though. So should I have for two people? It's probably like 50 pounds.
Well, if one person shouldn't lift 30, then 31 pounds is team lift. You get what I mean?
I think it's.
Yeah, right. You just think that person's a pussy. Oh, we already did Katie's Corner. I'm going to scribble that off. I'm doodling so much here.
You are doodling a lot.
That's what I do. I draw triangles. I like triangles.
I've noticed that.
Because you can bifurcate them, and then you have two more triangles. And then you can bifurcate those triangles, and guess what? You got two more triangles. If you bifurcate a square, you get two rectangles. That don't work.
It depends how you bifurcate. Depends how you
bifurcate. No, it doesn't. Well, you can get two triangles, and then boom, you're in triangle mode. Fuck yeah! Do we have Zappity Grumbles?
Oh, yeah, a bunch. I was going to start with...
We missed a couple weeks.
I was going to start
with... How long have we gone?
We haven't been gone.
No, it's how long have we been recording?
What's time like?
We're about 45 minutes.
Yeah, we're good.
We're doing all right.
All right, so yeah, I was going
to
start with...
We don't need to... I mean, we don't need to be... We could be just an hour.
Yeah. Let's do it. All right, I'm going to start.
We can be an hour, and then we can just put Clockwork Vox at the end, and that'll be an hour and a half.
So I'm going to start with the Facebook ones just to change it up this week. All right, first one is mention Menoth John for no reason other than mentioning Menoth John. Okay, done.
Done.
Whose fish is that? Nathan,
hey,
I think this one's
fish.
Directed at you. Say you could have any one superpower, but it has to be useless in 90% of practical heroic situations. What would it be?
See, I've been thinking about this because I was reading over your shoulder. Most superpowers are useless in 90% of the situation.
But that's not an answer.
What's your answer?
Smelling when baked goods are done.
That is your super. That is the actual superpower that Katie
has. Isn't that a normal power everyone has?
No, it's a power that Katie has. I can't do it.
You can't?
No.
Like, do they smell delicious? Then they're done.
He can't. He has
can't
to set
do
the
that.
Timer.
I do. I have to set a timer.
But that's like saying that like digesting lactose is a superpower because some people can't do it.
A lot of people can't just...
I only judge the world by what my household does.
A lot of people have to set timers for baked goods. Maybe you have the same superpower Katie does, is all I'm saying.
I'm gonna steal mine, and I would... I don't know what percentage of people will get this reference, but I would be Turkey Volume Guessing Man. That's my favorite semi-useless superhero ability, right. Which is the ability to, at a glance, tell how many turkeys it would take to fill a particular space.
How many turkeys would it take?
I don't have the superpower.
He's saying
that's
it's
the
one
problem.
He would want. It's
I wish I had this ability.
But that's like useless in 99% of the situation.
You never know.
I do. Okay.
I need a room full of turkeys. Go.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like until it's one of those things that once you have, you're like, I don't know how I lived without this. You know, like a moped.
I don't think that's true. I just spit.
Brian.
I guess I don't know. I wish I could use anything as a weapon, even a gun.
Even a gun.
Hey. Stealing that from.
I was about to steal that same thing from the same skit.
From the same. It's this person who now works in Hollywood who was from our hometown.
Oh, okay.
Made these like silly comedians, and one was Lukewarm Man.
Yeah,
and one
was. That
was
what I was going to do.
I know.
Son of a bitch.
I knew sitting to this point of India would deny all
we'll
of this.
We'll go towards Indy next time, clearly.
But yeah, any other guy could use anything as a weapon, even a gun.
Yeah, he's a ninja.
Yeah.
A clumsy ninja?
Excuse me.
Andy?
So All Might are fucking taken.
Well, because you were going to steal them, and they got stolen before you could.
Yeah.
If I had a worth superpower, it would be to be incredibly lucky, but it would be both bad and good. Like, you don't know when
just
you roll
volatile.
Dice. Yeah, it'd just be complete. You never roll average, ever.
Then wouldn't it be average overall?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that how statistics work?
But it
anyway?
Is not, because
his
I would never...
bell curve would be mirror imaged. It yes. would be like, no, he would never roll
seven. For instance,
seven,
I would never ever, I would know for a fact I would not roll a seven, ever. I'm either rolling snake eyes or boxcars, bitches. Just happening.
Actually, yeah. I'd want the Rambo effect for me.
Whenever you hit something, it just blows up incredibly.
No, no, the Rambo.
Rainbow?
No, the Rambo effect.
The Rainbow
basically,
effect.
You could shoot a gun and you could hit anything from super far away, but if they're right next to you,
you can't
hit them.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I want the Rainbow ability.
The Rainbow ability?
Yeah.
All right.
It's so sparkly.
We'll go this way this time. Favorite cartoon from childhood?
We didn't even do Zappos.
Oh, we didn't
Rumble.
Do I apologize. That's my
you
bad.
Just been jumping like,
I did.
Way ahead.
It's all that mint I had.
Zebedee Grumble.
Favorite cartoon from childhood?
Favorite cartoon? The Herculoids.
Okay.
Voltron.
You son of a bitch.
Thundercats.
Good one.
Either The Last Unicorn or My Little Ponies or Popples.
Wow. Okay, so just pick everything
Popples
you ever
watch. Popples are delicious.
What? You don't eat them?
That's a Futurama reference.
It's from Futurama.
I
am also going to say.
Yes, I know.
I'm also going to say Voltron because Brian's a son of a bitch and he stole it.
I'll also say Thundar the Barbarian.
Ah, okay. Very good.
Thundar.
Zebedee.
Grumble.
What do you want to most see the other members of the cast cosplay as?
I don't want to start.
That's why we're going with you first.
Something clothed? Santa Clauses.
Okay, excellent. I don't know if that's cosplay, but I'll allow it.
Because you guys all got beards.
Except Brian, who's very clean shaven.
He can grow one.
I would want a group cosplay where you guys would be Jabba's palace, but not the characters you'd thinking.
So like I'm Leia.
No. You can be Leia.
Yep.
You, Katie, you're Salacious Crumb.
Jesus.
So Katie's Salacious Crumb. Jeremy's Slave Leia. Andy's Boba Fett, but with the beard sticking out of the bottom of the mask.
Hey, I like Boba Fett in the remake because he's hanging with the ladies.
And Brian is the chick with six boobs.
I'm okay with that.
He'll allow it.
And,
gives us something to
and
do.
Nathan?
I'm Jabba.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome for that image
of
my tongue.
Everyone as the Fast and the Furious crew.
Nice.
Can I be the car?
You can be the car.
Yeah.
Everyone can ride,
oh.
Nathan.
Oh, that's going to be total insert bad taste joke here. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I didn't understand this question. I want to go back.
Okay.
Can we do Futurama?
Sure.
That's what I want to do.
All right.
Okay.
We're just all Futurama.
So who's who then?
You're not going to specify at all?
You got to.
Like, who's
he it? Didn't specify.
I didn't specify.
No, but...
Well, it's Fast and Furious. You're the guy who drives cars. You're the guy who drives cars.
Well, you're the muscly guy who drives cars.
I get to be Bender. You can be Amy. Wait, no. I want to be the professor.
Okay.
Brian can be Bender.
Damn, I want to be Amy.
You can be Fry.
Of course.
You can be Leela.
What?
Andy's Leela.
I want to hear
I
want to
be Zoidberg.
No.
Yeah, no, come on. You got to do it.
Good news, everyone. I can't do it.
I at least wanted to be Zoidberg.
And there's a very distinct cast. You have Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he, you know, then they have Rock, because he's probably the, he's just, you know, he's a
yeah,
thing
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And Paul Walker would have set one of you on fire. I don't know, you pick one and you will just...
I knew you were going to make that joke at some
point. Would that be Jeremy?
Well, you know. And there's a few female characters Katie can be.
There are, yes.
Yeah.
Andy?
Mine... I want to cast everybody in cosplay as Muppet Babies.
Nice.
Can I be Gonzo?
Oh, I was going to call Gonzo. Damn it.
You don't get to call. It's Andy's
Oh, wait,
picks.
No. I want to be the beeper.
You're stuck.
You can't
the
be beeper. You can't
be
the beeper.
The beeper. Wow.
It's like if he became a serial kipper, I'd be like, serial killer. The police are still on the lookout for the madman known as the beeper.
He's just like, oh no!
He's just wearing like a balaclava just down over his long head.
Or the old men. They're also amazing.
They are.
Those are my
I don't think they're in Muppet Babies.
No, but they were teenagers.
They were teenagers.
No, they weren't. I made that up.
But that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
They just hassled them outside the preschool.
Yes.
That would be cool.
That would be amazing.
No, we can't have Beaker and Honeydew because they were from a different nursery.
Scooter and Skeeter. Piggy and Ralph and Fonzie and Kermit.
I would say that Jeremy would be Scooter and then Katie would be Skeeter.
Who's Nanny?
Not Brian.
Is it wrong that I kind of had a thing for Nanny?
Probably, yes.
She had long legs. She got gams, baby.
All right.
You just thought of whatever the Muppet Babies always saw.
Yeah.
It's right up the skirt there.
Wow.
All right, we just took that in the wrong place.
So my answer would be, I want to see all of you as the Sailor Moon cast. Katie has to be Tuxedo Mask, and then the rest of you get to be the girls.
Can I be Sailor Mercury?
Sure.
Yes.
Is that the one in green? Because she was
was the blue one.
Also, she was one of the lesbians, and then they made them sisters in America.
Nice.
But, two of the Sailor Moon people like to get the scissors on.
Very nice.
Which one? I can see Sailor Mercury. They made them sisters.
I don't know. I would have to Google it. But two of them were lesbians, and then they made them sisters in the American show.
That's unfortunate.
I have no clue about that show at all. I know what it is, but I have no... I can't.
I used to watch it a lot.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Well, and as an adult, because you made me watch it.
So I'm about...
That's why I added the as a kid. All right.
We're going to see how assumptive my phone gets, because I'm about to Google Sailor Moon lesbians.
Wow. This will be interesting.
I should put safe... Can I put safe mode on?
You want to be in Bing for this, by the way. I have explained this to you in the past.
All right.
Oh, are you feeling lucky?
Wikimoon.org, which is the Sailor Moon Wikipedia, has a page on homosexuality in Sailor Moon.
Okay.
And it's loading now.
Okay, well, while that loads, I'll start with the next question.
Pity.
Grumble.
All right, that'll work. We'll go this way. Can you suggest any board games that aren't terrible for two players?
What?
The question we got.
For two players?
For two players.
That aren't terrible.
Yes.
Skip me.
Okay.
If you want to spend 2.5 hours, the best game to play is War of the Ring.
It is really good. That is true.
What was the question I was reading about lesbians? Best
two-player board game.
Also, Ogre. Well, that can be more players.
That's up there, but I'm gonna stick with for two player Blargle.
Okay.
Fortress America.
Okay.
Trains is really good as two person.
It is. I'm gonna say Carcassonne. I think Carcassonne's actually really good as a two player game.
There's a lot of smart ones. Like the whole Mr. Jack series is great two player. I mean, it depends if you want like a 4 hour war game. If you want more, I mean, there's hundreds of great two player.
Star Trek Fleet Captains is amazing two players.
I like the Stratego
Battle Westeros.
It's just a silly. And he's
trying
to
remember the name of something.
No, I know what the name of it is. I didn't want to interrupt. No, Blood Bowl. Fuck. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You were like, skip me. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Play Blood Bowl.
Apparently, Mercury and Jupiter were lesbians.
Jupiter's the red one, right? The tall one?
No, that's Mars. Jupiter is the green one.
The green one, the hot one.
As far as Mars, now that you mention Mars, Mars was straight in the enemy, but in Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon, she got to be very close to Jupiter. So apparently, depending on which one.
Interesting.
Because Mercury was really like the smart one, and Jupiter was the tomboy, so it makes sense that they were lesbian.
It does make sense that they were the lesbian couple, yeah. I think that's why I like because the green one was the tomboy, right?
I've not seen that's the show before, but I'm becoming interested in it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's
seems to have interest.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would when Katie talked me into watching it with her. All right.
But you don't watch Speed Racer.
Yet. I'm getting there.
Yet.
It's like a fine wine. It has to age, Andy.
No, it doesn't have to age at all.
My favorite anime with superpowered chicks is Tenchi Muyo. I'm just going to throw that out there as a side note. Tenchi Muyo is awesome.
So we've given lots of two-player games.
So...
Zappity. Sorry. I'm still thinking about lesbian schoolgirls.
This is my shock face. Alright, we'll go this way.
What are we not thinking about that?
Right.
I mean, to be honest.
This way as you're pointing.
Yeah. What is one illegal thing you would like to do, even if it meant you would get exiled from a country/state? Katie?
Jeremy.
That look worries me a little bit.
Is that fulfill your fetish?
I'd have to think about this.
Well, the hard question
is everything grumbles. You're supposed to just come up with an off the
cuff. Well, no, it's like, what would you want to, I mean, what crime would you want to commit, but yeah. you get exiled? Like,
do you get to keep it?
It's be more like,
right. I mean, because,
I don't know.
Sure. If you don't get to keep anything, then obviously you want to go with, like, murder.
It'd be like, yeah, but it'd be more like, what crime could you commit?
If you get to keep it, then I want to go with some kind of thievery.
If you can get away with a crime, that's different. Like, if you're caught, well, then it doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't, even if it meant you would get exiled, so I'm assuming you'd get caught. Well,
yeah, but, okay, the thing is, like, with what Kate is saying, if I rob $1 billion of gold from Fort Knox, and then they said, get out of the country and take your $1 billion of gold with you.
You'd say, okay.
I'm going to steal $1 billion of gold from Fort Knox.
Sure.
But if they're keeping the gold and I'm just getting exiled, then thievery is a terrible choice because you get nothing out of it.
Right.
That's true.
If you get to keep the stuff, I'm robbing shit blind. If you don't get to keep it, it needs to be something that's enjoyable for the activity itself.
Well, then it's murder,
or
productive. Obviously.
Murder, you know, or Sailor Mercury, you know, whichever.
Yeah, but you can do that in any country. Like
illegal in most countries.
But I mean, if you murder someone and now it's just exile, that's a much better deal than normal.
Yeah.
I mean, normally it's jail time.
Right.
But also, free exile.
Yeah. Right.
Bonus.
Maybe you want to move out of the country.
Yeah. They're paying for it, obviously.
Yeah, it really depends. I need more details.
Wow. Okay.
We need to really extend it.
All right, so this one was from Jeremy Kofuk, so you can all ask him for clarification when you see him on Wednesday.
I'm going to go big, and instead of just murder, depending on how big it gets, I would go with civil war, like usurpation. I want to, like, evil supervillain, like, conquer half the country and just a massive, like, 15-year civil war. And at the end, they can put me on Elba.
No. You know what I want to do? Because this is what a mayor did.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Oh, wow.
She was stealing from the city coffers for, like, 20 years and had, like, racehorses and everything and, like, had two separate lives. One is, like, the mayor that she was stealing from the city as. And one is, like, this, like, highfalutin woman with, like, $20 million that she stole over... This time is, there's 20 in there something. I don't know if 20 years or 20 million. A lot of money.
Point is,
and then they found out eventually because one person put two and two together finally. Like, like she spent like $10,000 on like a shirt that was like covered in gems.
Wow.
Like, I want to be this lady because she lived on the high horse in a position of power for years before she got caught. I want to be her.
Okay, then.
I want to be the guy who set up the tool booth outside of a parking lot, I think in New Jersey, for like 20 years.
And just took money from people?
He just, it was just a normal parking lot, and he was the attendant there. He went to work there for like 20 years or so, and then one day he just stopped showing up, and people were like, oh, well, they called up the city. He's like, where's Phil? Isn't he supposed to be there? He's like, well, we don't have anybody working at a tool booth there.
That's fantastic.
Supposedly the guy did it for like 20 years or 30 years or so, just working the same place.
Hey, he's
taking
dependable.
All money.
That is fantastic.
Didn't pay a single cent back. It's crazy.
That's amazing. I like
see,
that crime.
Yeah, you got to get the long scam going. That's
see, I'm going to go.
I'll change my answer.
Okay.
Mass murder.
Okay. I'm gonna take a page out of Futurama. I'm gonna commit burglar, larceny, arsony, which is the crime that Bender made up. It sounds like an awesome crime. I'm gonna do that.
What is it?
It's burglary, larceny, and arson combined in a single crime.
Yeah, but I don't remember him ever actually doing it.
He's on trial for it.
Yeah, but I don't ever remember actually seeing it.
No, he didn't. So I'm going to actually do it.
Ah.
No.
You guys are lame. Anyway.
You're lame with your burglar, arson, arsony.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, you don't even know what it is. What are you going to burglar, arson, arsonize?
I don't know. I haven't decided. Something cool.
You're just keeping that in your back pocket.
Yes.
All right. Meanwhile, I have a throne of skulls. Everything west of the Appalachians is mine.
You can't be really exiled from
a country that you've
from
destroyed.
A country that you own.
This? That's what they did you to friggin' Napoleon. Yeah, that's shoved true. Him to Elba. I'm going straight up Napoleon in this joint.
We can see ours can mingle very well because I can be corrupt and then you can be just. Outraged at the corruption.
And you point at someone and I'll murder them.
Okay. Katie, you're my Lavelle. Brian, you're my Heinrich Himmler.
I'll handle parking.
You're in charge of parking.
Some place. Nice. Some undisclosed location.
Set up my booth.
All right.
And Jeremy, you're just against the wall.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't find a use for you in my regime.
Well, that's understandable.
Everybody needs a jester.
You know, there you go.
You get the dance. You get the dance in the bear suit.
New plan. You're my salacious crumb.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Zappity.
Crumble.
Quick ideas for the next Hordes faction slash beast. Also, I wouldn't mind. The rest of this is asking about my fetish, so we'll skip that. But
I want a unicorn.
Okay. That's a cool
there
beast.
There is a faction about the unicorns.
The Rainbow and the Annihilator. No, yeah. Rainbow the Annihilator and the Uniherd.
Yeah.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah.
It was a Hordes faction.
Okay.
A lot of people have been wanting bugs from Zooland, and I think that's dumb. The concept of giants is really cool. Like, a faction where you just have basically nothing but battle engines. There's like 10-point super solos, and you just get a half dozen of them, and that's your whole army.
That'd be kind of cool.
Sure.
That's Brian's answer.
Okay. Andy, do you have a cool
Andy's
idea for a
faction?
Andy's looking
up Rainbow the Annihilator right now.
Do I... What?
A cool quick idea for the next Hordes faction slash beast.
Giants, I think. I like that idea, too.
I like how it's faction slash beast.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with that.
They're really big or really small.
I want to see another giant bear. So, like Run and Lug, but, you know, that actually plays for a faction. That's not just a super solo kind of thing. I think that'd be cool. All right. And then we'll go, I guess, this way. Or Andy's typing, so we'll go this way.
Yeah, because Andy's trying to find Rainbow the Annihilator. Back, zap, grumble.
I tried looking up Rainbow Uniherd. It just said, did you mean Rainbow Unitard?
I'm a unitard!
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. All right. Start with Katie. Favorite breakfast cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Blueberry.
Fruit Loops.
Or Marshmallow Mateys.
Andy?
Or Raisin
Bran. Favorite
crunch.
Cereal?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Mind Frozen.
Yummy Mummy.
Okay.
You're going Yummy Mummy? Yeah. They just brought that back this year.
But I guess it's not the same.
It was part of
our podcast that was last week, which is the 49.5. Dallas, who is a huge cereal aficionado, yeah. Which I wanted to try to get him in the same room with you.
Because we could talk all about the monster cereals. Like
exactly.
Raylene showed me that Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute were back this year. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. But yeah, it's... I'd like to get them, but he went into a gigantic rant. Unfortunately, it was lost in off the podcast. Something garbled
that's
halfway through it, so that got cut out. But yeah, it's very interesting. Right.
Yeah, they don't taste quite the same as they did back in the
yeah. We'll get you and Dallas onto a podcast to talk about cereal.
It's probably because they're not allowed to use the same ingredients.
Yeah, to which point, yeah.
It would have killed you.
Yeah,
if you want something with less sugar, there's Raisin Nut Bran, which comes in a box that has like stripes or Raisin Nut Bran.
Yeah, no, it's tasty,
and that's good because like the raisins are rolled and crushed nuts.
Yes.
So you get that.
Really, that is that's actually
really a cereal person.
That's actually my second choice, but my first choice is Life cereal. I really like Life.
Life. All right,
yeah,
cinnamon.
You just add like a couple.
I like all. I like Life cinnamon. Fine. I like regular. The Life chocolate. No, sorry, that's too far. But the Life cinnamon and the Life regular are both good.
Marshmallow Mateys are good.
Okay,
that's yeah.
Zappity.
Gumble.
Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of the last 10 years or cryingest quarterback of the last 10 years? Obviously, I'm going to say greatest.
Mm. Yeah, he did win that Super Bowl last year for you. Mm. Oh, wait, no, what's the opposite of that? Lose. He lost because he sucks.
Hey, how are the Packers doing the last six games?
They won
today.
Hey,
they won today.
We don't have the amazing
barely.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Our quarterback's about the quarterback, not the team.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. How many Packers were convicted of murder?
Yeah, that's
in
true,
the last
too.
Season.
Technically, he hasn't been convicted yet.
So you're defending
him? I'm not defending him in any way.
Hey,
I'm just saying he hasn't technically
proven guilty.
I'm saying he technically hasn't been convicted yet.
I don't know the details of what you guys are talking about, but innocent until proven guilty.
Sometimes I just leave my house with a gun to go visit someone I've had an altercation with. Then I come back, get rid of my gun, and destroy all the cameras on my property because I feel like that.
Because you can.
Sometimes you're in that mood.
Sometimes you're just like that.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, that's what the jury has to say. That's not real.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Tom Brady's okay.
He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But he's...
He plays for a horrible team.
Cheaters. Bunch of cheating cheaters.
They are not a bunch
suck
of cheaters.
Oh, God. And cheat. And then they cheat. And then he goes home and fucks Gisele Bündchen. And that's
yes,
just
he
wrong.
Does. Yes, he does.
That's
he's
wrong,
just a winner
maybe.
In all areas of life.
Except for the winning the Super Bowl part, because he didn't
except
do that.
He's only done that three times.
I'll solve this right now. Zappity.
Grumble.
Proposal. Christmas should be moved to the end of January to break up the bitterness of winter. After December 25th, what do we have to look forward to? 2 to 3 months of cold. At least with Christmas in the middle of the mix, we have something to keep our hopes alive.
No, fuck that. February 19th is my birthday, so clearly that's what the most exciting thing. And if you move Christmas closer to my birthday, you're taking it away from me, and I resent that.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I want 2 days off.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. What about New Year's? You get hammered then. That guy's gonna skipping right over New Year's.
I know, right? It's like he doesn't even care.
You move New Year's to February.
All right. So now we have a couple. We have back-to-back questions from Cool Kurt. Biggest sore loser who? From Springfield.
Oh, gotcha. That Cool Kurt. Okay.
From Springfield?
Yeah. Oh, no. Sorry, St. Louis. I always forget.
Nice for Springfield.
Cool Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kurt.
Yeah, from Springfield. From Springfield. Springfield. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just checking.
I don't know. Biggest sore loser on the cast.
I don't want to answer this question.
Me.
I don't know. That's a tough question. We have to really think about it.
It's me.
No.
You're allowed to say me.
I mean, I've had breakdowns, but I
we
don't
all
know.
Have breakdowns.
I know. I'm not sure who's broken down the most. I mean, it's a tie between people here.
Andy.
Jim.
I was going to say Jim. He's been on the cast once.
Yeah, okay, Jim. If we're including Jim, he does win.
Yeah, I was thinking War Machine specifically. I wasn't even thinking of spreading to board games. We include all the board games.
No, War Machine, it's you.
War Machine specific.
Even War Machine specifically, I think it might be Jim.
Jim, his last four games in War Machine was like everybody cheated against him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. All right, next.
Oh, we love you, Jim.
He doesn't listen.
No.
But we do love him.
He might.
He
might.
I don't think he does, but we do love
who
him.
Who knows? Zappity.
Grumble.
And have you watched the last three episodes of South Park? If not, go look up the Wiener song.
I tried to download. I've heard that the last three is like a trilogy that combines Black Friday, Game of Thrones, and some other
things. Oh, God, I
got to
see that.
It's supposedly really
good. Yeah, but the website I go to download things was temporarily down, and I didn't. I've been distracted with other things, so I haven't been able to
We'll have to check that out.
But yeah, episode like two, like whatever the current season, like 7, 8, and 9 are supposed to be just amazing trilogy of episodes.
Very cool.
Is that Ben Lang who said that?
No, that's Cool Kurt also.
Oh.
Where's
he from?
Zappity.
There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh. What? Grumble?
All right. What's the worst Christmas present you've ever received? Andy's brain is
I'm going to tell an anecdote while everybody else is thinking. So one year I got a management job at Target, and as part of the Target uniform, it required khakis and a red shirt. I had plenty of khakis because it was like, you know, late 90s, whatever. And so I had khakis with the Gap, and they were in full swing, and they had their commercials with all the swing dancers and whatnot. But I needed red shirts. So I got the job in like November. And then so my wife at the time told everybody, she's like, hey, you know what would be a great gift for Nathan would be to get red shirts for him because red shirts is something he needed. And that would be fine if one or two people. So I went to Christmas and I gift from my brother, my other brother, my dad, my mom, my stepdad, my stepmom, my wife. So I got 12 gifts that year, 11 red shirts, and a book.
Was the book any good?
The book was not particularly good. It wasn't that bad, but it was 11 red shirts than a random book. And so it's hilarious. It's like every time, like, they became so sheepish. Like, she would hand me the box and it would be a clothing box and she would just hand it to me. I'm like, oh, and I would take it and go, and I'd open it and be like, oh, a red shirt. Thanks. And then I would just add it to the pile.
Nice.
Now, oh, we know what, now we know what to get Nathan for Christmas this year.
Red shirts.
I received the greatest gift this from Jeremy's brother this past Thanksgiving.
I wish he'd worn it tonight.
I'm going to wear it to Merry Mayhem.
Are you really?
Is it like a bad sweater or something?
It is a fantastic sweater. It's going to be amazing.
It is amazing.
I don't want to oversell it.
We'll have to all look forward to it.
I don't think I can oversell it.
I don't think you can.
Announcement then. Come to Merry Mayhem and see Katie's sweater.
See Katie's amazing sweater.
Mine is kind of almost similar to the Christmas story where they have an aunt that doesn't know their age anymore. My aunt, great aunt, I think, gave me
she a... She is great.
Yeah, she is a great aunt. gave me a dinosaur connect the dots book.
Yes.
When I was a junior in high school.
That's amazing.
I would play the shit out of that.
Yeah, but it'd only take you like a half hour to like do the whole book.
Did you sing the song the whole time? La, 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 connect the dots.
No, I didn't do that. But yeah,
Oh, that's amazing.
A whole slew of gifts from my great aunt Margaret.
I've only been given good gifts from people who care.
Uh huh. Sure.
It's Christmas. All gifts are good.
That's not true.
Well, the thing is, like, you didn't have anything to begin with, so who cares if it's shitty? Like, yeah. That's the thing.
I have gotten gifts from a girl. That's nice. And then walk away, like, throw it in the garbage. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, like, I've had that happen, but I can't think of it offhand right now.
I've had the word, but it wasn't a Christmas gift. It was a clown.
Oh, that was creepy.
That was great.
That was creepy.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Jordan, No.
Hold on. You, what? A clown? What?
It was...
So when we originally got married,
Katie, you don't get to tell your story. Jeremy's going to tell
it. Go ahead.
No. Jeremy's telling your story. Shut up.
I'm done now.
Jeremy, tell Katie's story.
My grandma got us a porcelain clown for a wedding. And it was the creepiest thing that I've ever seen in my life. And she gave it to me, and I'm looking, and I was like, oh, thanks, Grandma. And Jordan is, like, 2 feet away and goes, the thing's fucking creepy.
Like, right in front of her grandma.
And this is, like, my grandma, like, doesn't swear, doesn't drink, like, very cut and dry person.
She was not impressed by Jordan.
Anyway, I gave it as a Dirty Santa gift.
You re-gifted it?
She re-gifted it in a white elephant gift exchange.
Is that the same gift exchange where you got the Twin Peaks book?
It was.
Only mine was the best. It was the most popular gift.
Yeah, you got passed around a bunch.
Well, no, nobody wanted it, but it was talked about the most.
How could it not be? That was a creepy ass clown. Like, when she gave it to Katie and Katie had the box, I was like, oh, surely this is a prank box. It has to be. There's no way what the pictured on that box is. And she opened it. I was like, nope, it's really what's pictured on the box. It's just a creepy ass ceramic clown.
It was really, really creepy.
Pretty bad.
I kind of want it back so I can show you guys.
We should have taken a picture of it, although I wouldn't have wanted that picture in my house. It was one of those things where if you had it sitting out in your house, you'd be afraid it would come get you in the night.
The doll in that one movie we saw? Like The Conjuring or whatever? Was it like that doll?
No, it was creepier. I put it out for like a day or
two. She had it out for a day, and then she was like, no, I had to put this away. I can't have this out.
And the next day it was out again. No one knew.
Anywho.
Oh, God. All right. I got one more here on Facebook.
Hey. Zappity.
Grumble.
Am I right in feeling guilty for winning a four-round event by simply death-clocking my opponents every round?
Hey, that's Matthew Lust. He was running a Baldur 2 theme for us.
It was, yeah. The Hour of Reckoning, which is that Baldur 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you should feel bad. You're a bad person. You should feel bad.
It's a method.
If your opponents are death-clocking themselves, that's not your time. That's their time.
That's true.
I mean, here's the thing. Is people do that lists like that all the time with timed rounds. They do it so they can score a point and then just sit there until time is called.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's no different.
No, it's exactly the same. I don't have a problem with it.
Especially if you built the list legitimately. You're like, I'm going to build, the Baldur. I like Baldur, hooray. And you built a list and that just turns out that's what happens and that's how it runs. Like, that's different than if you were like, I'm going to clock everyone. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. And considering it's Matthew Lust, I sincerely doubt that that's what his plan was.
That guy's a shithole.
He's a son of a bitch.
He's a fucking...
Oh, I hate you guys. He's
like,
amazing.
He stayed at my place and he left a coffee mug in the bedroom, so then there was coffee, and it smelled bad. I bet he did that on purpose.
He also left, like, a six-pack of beer at your place.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he left it at our place.
Oh my God, what?
At my place.
He left a six-pack of beer at your place, and he left rancid coffee at my place?
And shoes, which were in my trunk.
He left shoes.
How do you leave shoes? No,
he left shoes. I don't know. They might not have been his. I thought they were his. Like, these shoes weren't there, and then he left, and there were shoes there. So, like, these are probably his. So I asked him, like, did you leave shoes at my place? He's like, I don't know, maybe.
Well, he does seem to forget things. Like, every major event I've been at with him, he's had to have models shipped to him.
It was a maybe. He wasn't even sure if he was missing shoes. So then I brought the shoes to Machine weekend and I left him in Brian's trunk, so now they're just in Brian's trunk.
Also, nice. I didn't realize how warm it was in here until Andy opened the door and
it feels glorious.
The breezeway is coming in. I thought it felt really cold.
Oh man, it was unpleasantly warm before that.
Alright.
We got a few whoa, Nathan's dying.
Jesus.
We got a few Twitter questions.
Whatever Katie put in that beverage is kicking into me now.
Right.
I think it's Captain Trips.
You'll know
that's
when it
a
kicks
book
in.
Reference. Also a mini-series reference based on a book.
Okay.
It's The Stand by Stephen King.
That's actually a really good mini-series.
It's a great book.
Yeah.
Like, Stephen King has a lot of books that are like Stephen King books, whatever, you know. But some of his books are legitimate goddamn masterpieces that everyone should read, and The Stand is one of them.
All
right. Zappity. Tang. Zappity.
Favorite thing about winter?
From Travis.
That one is from Travis. That's true.
Dun, dun, dun. Travis!
At least it's Christmas.
Okay.
Christmas and New Year.
My favorite thing about Christmas...
About winter.
Winter is when it's over.
Zero humidity. I love how crisp the air is. You just breathe through your nose. It's like, oh my God, that's so wonderful.
I love winter. You have like sweaters. You have ice skating. Yeah. You have snow that I don't have to shovel.
Drive around.
Unlike everybody else, I'm not scrounging. Like, I'm with Katie. This is my very favorite thing. Yeah, my list of things I love about winter is 100
as long.
Yeah.
I left the only
for
3 thing
years I don't like winter. About winter is the you know, it's dark at 3 p.m. That's the only thing.
Unfortunately,
I don't like.
It's like that in the fall around here,
well,
too.
Well, you don't drive. You don't drive far for work anymore either. So
the first time it snowed, Raylene was like, "Ooh," and I was literally dancing outside the car, going, "It's snowing! It's snowing!" She's like, "Shut up and get in the car."
I actually really enjoyed. My current favorite thing was today. We were decorating for Christmas, and it was snowing outside. It was so picturesque. It was beautiful.
I do hate the dry air, though.
I like the dry. I'm with Nathan.
Air
I like the dry.
Actually, destroys my skin.
It doesn't bother my skin, and I love it. I hate humidity. All right.
Snow is wonderful.
Zappity?
Grumble.
Starting tips for Borderlands 2. We'll go straight to Nathan on this one since I know
what?
Katie hasn't played it
yet. Is that Pip?
That's Pip.
Because Pip was asking about this, and I said in the thread before, like, he was worried about, don't worry about your build. Like, a respec in Borderlands 2 is cheaper than buying a gun or a dozen grenades. Like, respecing is so goddamn cheap. It's cheaper than dying. Like, just respec all the time. Try
until
shit
you're level, until you're level 20 or 30, your skill points really matter either.
Yeah, it doesn't just relax.
Just kill things in front of you.
You find a cool gun, just use it. You find a mod that ups skills you're not using, just respec into them. The game is just all about having a blast.
I agree.
Boom. And play on the PS3.
Yes, play on the PS3.
Play on the PS3 and friend us.
Yep.
Friends.
All right. Who hasn't? Brian hasn't zappedied.
Zappedied.
You haven't said grumble.
Grumble. You're right.
You just look around like a confused puppy.
I do. This is from Clockwork Vox, Alex and JR. There's a War Machine Horde.
Vox Populi.
Clock World Vox?
Yeah, Clockwork World. Something like that. I don't know. It doesn't
Chicken
matter.
Pox?
Chicken Pox Vox.
Okay, it's from Chicken Pox.
There's a War Machine Horde movie coming out. Cast your favorite Warcaster or Warlock. So you pick a Warcaster and you pick what actor would play them.
Oh, is that what casting means? Thank you.
Andy looked confused.
No,
thanks, Captain Dictionary.
Yeah. No, I think if anybody knows MMA fighters, I think Don Fry should play Drake McBain.
I don't know who that is, unfortunately.
I'll bring up a picture and you'll go like, yes.
I think that one guy should play that one Warcaster.
Okay.
I want The Rock to play Asphyxius.
Okay.
From that one.
Yeah,
movie.
He should be Drake McBain. That is true.
And it's FRYE for Don Fry.
Andy either pulled up a picture of an MMA fighter or a gay porn star. I'm not sure which. Maybe both.
Maybe both, judging by the mustache.
Yeah. But I'm sticking with The Rock as Asphyxius. But I just want The Rock to be everything. Well, Keith wouldn't admit that Doctor Who would have been the greatest thing ever.
That would have been amazing.
For
it would have been awesome.
For anyone who's ever seen The Rundown, first of all, if you haven't seen The Rundown, see The Rundown. If you have seen The Rundown, wouldn't that be the best Doctor Who? Just Doctor Who and Sean William Scott traveling around fighting Daleks? You want that.
I have three.
Oh, okay.
I would do Sean Connery for Mozart.
Okay, I could see that, I suppose.
Because he's old.
Yes.
And then I do Emma Stone for Morvana. And then
she
has red
nude
hair.
Scene.
She probably does.
Yes.
And then Jennifer Lawrence for Kaya.
Ooh, I actually really like Jennifer Lawrence as Kaya. I think that'd be kick ass.
I'm going to be thinking about Jennifer Lawrence for the next few minutes.
Brian will be in his bunk. I'm going to go with, I can't remember her name right now. Play Black Widow in the Avengers. Somebody
sure.
Help me. Okay, anyway, gotta play Black Widow of the Avengers as Ashlyn.
Scarlett Johansson.
Thank you. Scarlett Johansson
Jennifer
as Ashlyn.
Lawrence are doing what? Sorry. Yeah. My mind is going off on a tangent.
And then Ashlyn and Kaya run into each other.
I like this movie a lot. This is a good movie. HBO.
Late night. All right, this is Happy.
Grumble.
Oh, yeah. Has anyone ever played Mordheim? If so, what did you play and did you enjoy it?
I liked Mordheim. It was a good, fun game. I played Orcs.
Okay.
There was one of the expansion them.
That was my foot spot.
But it's a solid game. The problem with it is it uses old Warhammer rules for a skirmish game, so there's like things that don't make sense. But overall, it was a fun game. I'd like it to be remade again.
Every experience I've ever seen with Mordheim falls apart as soon as you add an elves to the game.
Yeah, the Shadow
like,
Elves are
it's like everyone's
stupid.
Having fun, everything having fun. Oh, I would play elves. Oh, the whole hair campaign fell apart because it's dumb now. Because
the elves are too good.
Yeah. Okay. It was a neat game, very thematic. It was one of those offshoot games. GW was very good at making little minor offshoot games.
GW makes great offshoot games and then realizes that people don't have to spend $1 million on models to play them, so they stop supporting them and they die.
Yeah. Yeah, basically that's the telltale of specialist games for GW. Mordheim is great. If you guys would ever want to play it, I would love to bring it out again.
Okay. I've never played it, so I can't comment. But we'll start with Katie on this one because this will be funny. What class and race would you be in D&D? You have to stop playing Candy Crush.
I don't understand the question.
What class and race would you be in D&D?
Okay, a race is like a dwarf, right?
Yeah.
And a class is like a sorcerer, right?
Yeah.
I'd be an elven sorcerer.
Okay. Good answer.
me too. No, I'd be a gnoll. Can I be a gnoll?
Sure.
That's the hyena ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be a gnoll bard.
I'm picturing a gnoll bard right now, and it's funny to me.
And I play the pan flute. No, the ocarina. I'm a gnoll bard who's the master of the ocarina. My name is Diablo.
I would be a human.
Just congratulations, Brian.
Brian would be an NPC.
Yay.
I would break every DM's mind, but I want to be a quickling thief.
I don't know what a quickling is either.
Quickling moves like a normal human. I think I like a movement of like six
but
or
what
so.
What is a quickling?
Quickling is like a little. It's
you can't like see a midget.
Like a you sprite? Haven't read all it's the like Dritz a books. There's a quickling in one of the Dritz books.
Oh my god! I know nothing about Dritz except that every single 12-year-old when I was in junior high wished they were Dritz.
But anyway, a quickling has a movement of like 96.
Okay.
So he moves really, really fast.
Would you say he moves quickly?
Yeah, he moves quickly.
Okay.
That's. I want to be a quickling thief.
Okay.
We tried to have a DM let us all be zombies once. He told us no.
I wanted to. Yes. I think that'd be awesome. Start off as like, you just start off like by a farm. You know, like, I'm going to wander to the south.
The last RPG I played. Last RPG I played, RPG? Not RPG. That's right.
RPG?
Yeah, that's RPG.
Yeah, RPG is right.
Yeah. I was just thinking of Rocky Pokemon Grenade. The last RPG I played, I was a mute 11-year-old with PTSD.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
It went really well.
I think you're doing something
my GMA, like, I'm not good in combat, nothing. I was just
you were just
a
there.
Burden. I was just there.
A burden on the team. Good job.
Well, the previous game, I was just Dr. Like Smith, life. And I betrayed my entire army, my entire group, and got them murdered by the bad guys. Nice. I told you guys about that.
You know what's great? I hear about D&D stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, moving on.
Zappity.
Zappity.
Tang.
Do you know of any good holiday-themed board games?
Holiday-themed board games?
I'm at a loss.
Fuck if I know. I'm sure that's a game out there.
Well,
Google it. Tell us what you find.
There was a Gulf War game. You consider the Gulf War a holiday? Because there was like a Gulf War
board I have Line in the Sand, which is a board game based on the first guy. Yeah, Line in the Sand. Yeah, and that's a really good game, too.
That's the game I'm thinking about. It's a holiday. It's a holiday. If you consider the first Gulf War a holiday, that's a great holiday theme.
Holiday seasons, yeah.
I'm sure there's some Die Hard game out there.
I don't think there is.
Die Hard board game.
There's an Nintendo game, which sucks.
There should be a
there
board game.
There should be
a Die
Hard game. That'd be amazing.
They should just sell escape the and now I have a machine gun ho 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 sweatshirt.
Yes, they
just
should.
Just a sweatshirt with that drawn on there exactly like it is in the movie.
Nice. That would be amazing.
I would wear that all the time.
I would wear
they
it.
Should,
too.
They should that would be actually a really kind of cool board game, is a Escape from Nakatomi Towers. Is basically you play one guy and you're supposed to you know save the hostages and escape.
I just want to hold your hand, Ethan.
play ogre and put a little Santa hat on the ogre.
All right, so in other words, none of us have a good answer.
Play Nightmare. That's a good game.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a holiday, the holidays with a capital H, like this season, or just a holiday?
Holiday-themed. He didn't specify.
Yeah, Nightmare. Nightmare.
Nightmare is, like, perfect for that.
Atmosphere.
We used to play horror-themed games at Halloween.
So there's definitely Halloween games.
There's a shitload of Halloween games. Yeah. Like a Trail at House on the Hill.
Yeah. But that's also a Christmas story, too.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Okay.
It's like Gift of the Magi, but with killing
Arkham
each other.
Horror, you know, everything's got like a little candy canes.
All right, Zappity.
Grumble.
What meta besides your own annoys you the most from your interactions with them?
I don't want to answer this question.
Keith hates the Texans. That's I remember him in our interview.
I do remember that.
People can't ask podcasts that question because they can't answer it honestly because people might hear us.
No, they won't. The one thing I learned from the crossover episode is that nobody listens to anybody else's podcast.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
So I could say that like the Texans, because Chili listens. He's sneaky.
He is. He's also the coolest Texan.
Chili's like my new favorite person.
Yeah, he is. I would say.
You mean Lyle?
Yes. Yeah.
No, yeah, Chili.
I can't tell those Asians apart.
Especially when they're all skinny like that.
Seriously. Well, you have your sumo Asians and you have your samurai Asians. Right. Like the fat ones and the skinny ones. And like, you can't, come on now. You can't tell specific ones.
It's really expecting
ones.
A lot out of me.
So you had John Damaris and Chili who I couldn't tell apart. And now you have Lyle and Chili who you can't tell apart. Chili needs to have a bit of a pot belly. You know, he needs to be in the middle. He needs to be American sized. And then we'd have a fat Asian, a skinny Asian, and then it would be Goldilocks right in the middle. Chili, you need to be like about a deuce. You're right around a deuce.
Yeah, take that.
Also, I hate the Iowans.
Iowans. Oh. I thought we were talking about the Dutch.
I completely
Dutchland.
I completely forgot what the question was.
What meta do you hate?
What meta do I hate?
Well, yeah. The Iowans smell funny. I mean, that's not really.
They smell like Iowa.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Whoa, get that smell off you. You Iowa person.
And the Europeans play 42-point lists, and that's just stupid.
It's the dumbest thing in the world. I hate all of them. It's mostly the Germans. So I don't yell too much because I have another war.
What if I like dislike about half of each podcast?
Well, that's probably true.
That's probably the expected ratio.
That's about the... Yeah, exactly. I can think of someone in every podcast that I like a lot. Yeah. And then there's someone in each podcast I think is kind of a douche. I mean, this group has three of them. I mean, each.
I was going to say, I can't think of anybody on this podcast I like.
Yeah. See if they
right.
You told me you liked me.
I said you were my favorite person in this room.
I'm going to take that as a liking.
Okay. You do that.
I will.
Talk about a bar set low.
Yeah.
All right. We have one last question here.
One less?
One last.
Okay.
Do we want to Zappity grumble it up one last time?
Zappity grumble it up.
All right. Have you guys played Hanabi?
No.
If not, DM me an address, call it a Christmas gift, and thanks for the entertainment.
Is it DM or PM?
He said DM. I think he means PM.
I'll send him because that's
yeah, and that's Benjamin Glover, Mr. Glover.
I read the because he mentioned that in our board game thread after episode 49 or whatever.
Well, since Katie's already buying you a bunch of other gifts that I can play.
Yeah, I'm already filled up on the Nathan gifts.
But it sounded interesting.
I was looking at the name to make sure Jeremy didn't mispronounce it, but look like it's Hanabi.
Yeah, no, it's a Japanese. Hanabi, like it's apparently Japanese for fireworks or something, but it's the board game geek reviews are really high. He mentioned it, I looked at it. I did research on it.
It's just fireworks.
Alright, so Nathan will reach out.
He just set off the board and I set it on fire.
No, so Nathan will reach out. So like it's a card game, but the gimmick is that you don't get to see your own hand of cards. Like you hold the cards facing away from you so everyone
like
else
Polish
is.
Poker?
So like Polish poker, but not just with one card, and then you don't just, you know, you do other stuff with it. Like Polish I think you're people. Trying to make sense or something. I'm not sure.
Anyway, so that's on Twitter. You can Twitter him back, and that is the last question.
I will Dungeon Master him.
Apparently. All right. That's it for the Zappities and the Grumbles.
That should be it for our podcast.
No, there's recommendations. Chuckle
recommendations?
Oh, yes.
I don't have anything.
I have a recommendation. I've been trying to recommend for 3 weeks, but I kept forgetting it. So this week I actually set an alarm on my phone to remind
me
to recommend.
I'm going to recommend Paper, Please.
Papers, Please. That's, tell me more about that, Brian.
It's pretty amazing. I'm recommending it.
Yeah?
That's a recommendation.
Really?
It's a great recommendation. I think I'll take that into consideration.
Papers, Please? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do you remember how much that is on Steam, Brian?
You know, it's on sale.
You were next to me when I checked the price before we came here.
I did look it up. You checked it? Yeah, I did. It's
$9.99 on
money
Steam.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. Then you should buy me Papers, Please. I'm going to recommend Papers, Please.
Oh.
It's a game you can get on Steam for $9.99. It is an exciting game of checking people's passports and identification before allowing them past the checkpoint. And it sounds boring, but it's very thematic. There's very atmospheric. It's actually really difficult because it's like a puzzle game. Like it ramps up. Like first,
well, isn't it? Their skin's not white, so you just deny them.
And yeah, you just deny anybody who's not a yeah, exactly.
That's half the game right there.
Mm-hmm. No, there you go. But no, yeah. Wow.
Unless
I'm
leaving, then it's okay.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
I'm staying on the way up. So it depends which gate you're working.
Brian is channeling Nathan on so many levels right now.
What?
Usually you're the one that makes the inappropriate racist comment.
Racist is always Brian. Like, that's always Brian. That's the one field I'm not in.
That
like,
is not
like,
true.
I'll talk about fucking schoolgirls all day long, and then Brian's like, I hate the Jews. And I'm like, no. Well, I don't feel
Nathan. Really, Nathan, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Seriously.
when we edit this later,
just chop all the rest of it off.
This whole podcast is just me going, I hate the Jews and I like to fuck schoolgirls. And then you're just going to end the podcast.
I made a Jew joke the other day when we went out to dinner with a bunch of people from Jeremy's work. It was not the right crowd.
I brought up in front of Jordan's mom, because, you know, Jordan's a bad Jew. And
he is a terrible Jew.
I brought up... Passion of the Christ, because their actor was in it.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about movies that we don't really see more than once, and I was almost going to say, well, Schindler's List made me uncomfortable, so I didn't see it again. But I figured, well, I made them more uncomfortable. So luckily, I didn't actually say this. But it almost came out of my mouth, and I literally choked on myself to like stop saying how I thought that was an uncomfortable movie to the Jewish people in the room.
I kind of want to say it to him now. Wow. I know them a little bit better than you do.
You could get it for him for Christmas?
I mean, I understand.
Why? More for,
I mean, I understand.
That. If you get a Christmas present for a Jewish family, that's bad enough already.
I know, but then you're going to make it Schindler's List.
Wait a minute. I've been doing this for 5 years with Jordan.
Yeah, she gets him a Christmas gift every year.
Jordan is the worst Jew
ever.
Like, Jordan is yes.
But I
don't know that I've ever seen him not eat beef and cheese combined.
Oh my god, he will just have a ham sandwich anytime. Like, he is the worst. But what's funny is, like, and I don't know, I talked about this with some people before, but like I was born and raised Christian, but whatever. Like, I don't really care. And it's very common for Christians to be that way, because it's kind of like, in America, we just think of it as like default. Like, if you're not religious, you're not religious, so we're just going to mark you as Christian, because that's what we all just consider ourselves by default.
Throw you in the box,
But since, like, you're supposed to be more active when you're one of the quote-unquote not default religions. So for a Jew to just not care about being Jewish, you're just like, wow, Jordan, you suck at being a Jew.
He's a Jew by birth.
Right.
Well, he's never practiced.
Well, and I mean, my parents took me to church when I was a kid, but it's not like, I mean...
Which is one time more than he's ever been to synagogue, probably, is my point.
His mom must have dragged him when he was like a 5-year-old.
His mom doesn't go either.
Is like, that's the thing.
Like, his mom married a Frenchman in another country because, like, no, she would not have brought him to synagogue.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like, but still,
my he point is a is terrible
like,
Jew. Though.
If he was a if she was like a Christian, quote unquote, like nobody would care.
No,
but for some reason, like,
but I still think they were Jewish enough that they would not have appreciated my comments.
Yes, that's still like, I know. It's funny. It made me uncomfortable to watch your grandfather burn. Is basically what you're saying.
Yeah. Hey, I take offense to that.
What?
What?
Well, because my family was Polish in World War II, and no one ever talks about
them.
So they were part
nobody of the cares about those ones.
They were part of the problem.
Wow.
No, but that is
like,
a thing.
Like, do you know how
it's
many
like,
Polish people died?
No, and that's the point. You know what I mean? The Poles, the Gypsy, or I'm sorry, the Roma, you know, and the just everybody.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's just the Jews. Anyway, now
that
we've
been... Which is still horrible. I'm not saying, hey, Jews, get over it. Like, that's not how that's coming out.
It took you 10 seconds to get... by the way, that is horrible. By the way.
I'm just saying that the Nazis were really super bad. They killed lots of people.
Wow. They did. I'm just saying.
So, Katie, is that your recommendation, saying horrible things?
So this is our last episode ever?
Yeah. We made it 50.
50, yay!
Before the government shut us down.
So papers, please.
Papers, please.
No, I'm going to recommend Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
It's a funny show. I watched it.
It is a funny show.
Well, what's his name? Is the best thing in the world in that show?
James Vanderbeek?
Vanderbeek's
hilarious in that show.
I love Chloe. She's amazing. It's just like a goofy little show, but it's pretty good. I enjoy it.
You know, your Netflix took hell of it lately?
Yes. Yeah, well, she finished watching it all, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she put that quote from it on Facebook, and then everyone thought she needed an intervention. That's where that quote came from. And then, like, both of her mothers and a bunch of other people all thought she needed to be, like, on suicide watch.
All of a sudden, Katie just posted, like, the most dark Nietzsche-esque quote about, you know, the abyss stares at my soul. Death is all I hear. And she just posted that on Facebook out of the blue, and then is gone. Like, Kaiser Soze just, boom, gone.
I thought someone hacked her account and posted it. I was like, that's weird.
Well, I didn't, like, because I didn't even think about how it would be taken not out of context, and then I realized I made an ass out of myself. So... I felt bad.
I joked about taking away her Facebook privileges at night because she shouldn't be trusted. My recommendation, I don't think we recommended this yet, is the new expansion for XCOM, Enemy Within. I've been playing the crap out of it. It's amazing. The first one's amazing. I know we all recommended that a bunch back in the day. But Enemy Within, the new expansion, is really, really good. Mechs are good. The gene stuff's really cool. I like the way I like the changes they made. Some of it, they definitely made it harder, but I'm okay with that. So,
well, because that time was too easy.
Yeah, I already beat classic Iron Man once, so you know, I really needed the bar raised on me a little bit. But yeah, so I'm trying to beat the new expansion on classic Iron Man, which has not been easy thus far.
All right, so my recommendation is not to go watch Out of the Furnace.
That movie, you're an anti-recommendation.
That movie is horrible. It is just, you figure with actors like, you know, Christian Bale and Woody Harrelson, that it would be halfway good.
Yeah.
In fact, the trailers make it look halfway good. The movie's not good. It's filled with just stuff that doesn't even put the plot forward. It's just fucking horrible. Fucking horrible. I wish I had the ability to make a rant like Nate could about the film, but I might have to make him go watch it with me.
Just so he can rant about
it. So I can have a very good rant about it.
Nigel and I go see it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
It's just fucking pointless. It's 2.5 hours of just stupid stuff. You're like, oh, I can see this coming. Oh, okay.
So that happened.
Yeah, that happened. Oh, I thought this was... That doesn't make any sense from the trailer.
All the reviews I read said that the acting was well, but the story was atrocious.
The story is fucking atrocious. Ugh.
All right.
Somebody needs to recommend Frozen. Brian, you're the only one left. Recommend that.
Frozen is really good.
I haven't, did not see it. No one.
I'll make a second.
That's okay. Jeremy recommends podcasts he doesn't listen to.
That's true.
You can recommend movies you don't see.
It looks good, but I didn't know we were going to go see a movie. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. go see Frozen, I guess. And Papers, Please.
You could have gone with us yesterday to go see that movie.
You didn't tell me.
We you said you ate.
Yes, you said, do I want to go eat? And then you went to go see a movie. Yes, exactly.
Hey, there's a Dunkin' Donuts.
To be fair, I feel okay. I did have a very relaxing day. So it all
I decorated out a tree, and yet I still had enough strength to play Ogre today.
Impressive.
Yeah.
I hear drove that after, for like 20 hours in a four-day period.
Right.
I was tired. Mm. You can shove it.
Yeah. I don't know why you're angry. I just said... Because I decorated a tree.
I may have spent 3 days in a hospital, stressed out of my mind, looking for a day to relax. But you know, I understand. It's all good.
No, that's fine.
I didn't make fun of you. If you had been like, "I'm tired today. I don't want to see you," I'd been like, "That's fine."
Well, we were jumping in, Katie. I was piggybacking on your thing.
I don't know why everybody thought that was a subtle dig at Katie. I was just randomly mentioning that I had promised to play board games with Brian today.
I never promised to play board games.
And I followed through with
that promise. No one ever asked me if I wanted to play board games. Jeremy said, "Hey, are we going to play board games on Sunday with people?" And I was like, "I don't know."
Hey, nobody asked me if I wanted to play board games.
Besides me playing Ogre, that's why.
Yeah,
everything fell apart before anything got started.
Oh God damn it!
Yeah,
you guys are so mean.
I was at home all day.
I played Ogre.
I helped decorate for Christmas. And
see if you would find a fourth.
Shoveled my driveway.
To play two games of Ogre at the same time,
or 1 4-player game of Ogre
with three of us.
Oh. Well, you said if we found a fourth person.
Yeah, true.
Mine was contingent on the... Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah. Anyway. Right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening.
I love how we just peter out.
Yeah.
Like,
we're really sorry for everything in our 50th episode.
Katie hasn't gone to the bathroom in a few minutes, so that's a good thing.
You know, at least half of this is War Machine talk, though.
That is true.
Unfortunate, but true.
Well, because I talked about the Iron Mother list that makes me feel guilty.
Yeah.
No, I heard it.
Yeah.
She heard it all between the bubbles.
Jesus.
I don't know what that means. I'm done.
We're ending this. See you guys later.
Both.